If you think about it, then you dream about it. Don't worry about it, gon' talk about it. If you think about it, then you dream about it. Don't worry about it, gon' talk about it. If you think about it, then you dream about it. Don't worry about it, we gon' talk about it. If you think about it, then you dream about it. Don't worry about it, we gon' talk about it.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Sorry Not Sorry Podcast. For those who are just now tuning in, this is your first episode. Welcome to the sanctuary. For those who've been following us consistently, thank you and welcome back. You can follow us on Instagram, SNSPod_. Click the link in our bio for all the ways you can listen. Everywhere you get your podcast, we are there. You're going to see our beautiful logo sitting there. So make sure you subscribe, comment, give us some feedback on Instagram. I love a little DMT. Tell us what you want to see from us. So for today, we are talking about reality TV.
Mm-hmm. Bringing you the tea.
About reality.
On all things reality.
And its impact on Black culture, its impact on pop culture, its impact on everything. And joining us, it's not just us anymore, of course. We have The Girls Night
The Girls
Podcast.
Night. Yes. Yes.
It's ladies' night in the house tonight, and thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Again, we'll get our own soundtrack soon.
Okay, that's fine. We ain't even started drinking yet.
Oh, she feeling the vibe.
I know, like, she had just shoulder motions.
I like that.
Yeah. A lot of melanin in this film. Black power.
That's
black
right.
Power.
Yeah.
Black girls rock.
Like, I don't like saying black girl magic anymore, because I feel like I don't want to say we're strong because of magic. We're strong because we have to be. So I've been not trying to use that hashtag anymore.
No. Magic. Don't do that.
It's not black girl magic, just black girls can.
But also, no, magic is real, and I think we have a very innate control over it.
Yeah.
And if you own it and you own your magic, then you can own your destiny, your life. So I'm for the magic. I'm sorry. I'm going to be team magic.
Big facts.
You guys can
I'm
be
not
team
a unicorn.
Can.
I got matrix.
I'm a fucking unicorn.
I'm,
and
I'd
I'm
like
a magical
be a
beast.
With a big dutty horn on
with
your
like
forehead.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's get into our first segment, Kiss and Tell, which is like the icebreaker round. I'm going to ask you guys a question. We're all going to go around and answer it. So because the topic is reality TV, what was your favorite reality TV of all time? Starting here.
Breaking the ice.
Now.
Flavor Flav.
Yeah!
Oh, what?
Flavor
not.
Love. All.
Like, to this day, I go back to Hulu to watch that Same. Shit. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
She stole me.
I was just watching Brunch with Tiffany before I got here.
Oh, such a good
She's
one.
I love New York.
She's like, really, really entertaining.
You
She's
look like
great.
A fucking man.
Yeah. No, Beyonce.
Beyonce.
You think I can
Where?
I'm so sorry.
She looks better now, actually.
She looks fucking amazing.
She does.
Everyone's lead back then was kind of like,
it was awesome.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oof.
The weird name was
that reality.
And honestly, if they had money, Delicious. It was good blended synthetic and real hair.
Mm-hmm. True.
How was the worst? Them curls, dreadlocks.
Oh, my. The curly dread.
Is that the one that thought she looked like
Beyonce?
Yeah,
she put the boiled chicken in the microwave.
Look, I have to say special shout out to Flavor Flav, because for Black culture, do you understand that like there was reality TV, like Cops and Real World, and then there was reality TV, and I feel like Flavor Flav kicked that off. From there, we had Charm School, Real Rock of Love. There were so many spin-offs. It became the basis for reality TV for like 10 years.
Just slapping the nose to it. I don't know. I like it.
Too. I don't know. Chance.
What was the name?
Who? Real.
Yeah,
Real. Yo, rest in peace to Real.
Honestly.
Yeah.
He was fine.
With his luxurious hair.
He lost all his hair. I was like, damn.
Oh, that was
sad. Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, the Stallionaire.
He was still cute, though, even though he was
sad. We miss you, Stallionaire.
Wow. More foundation color?
Like, you're
fine
right
now. It
was
weird, too, like those the brothers, but we'll talk about that. All right, so what was the reality TV moment for you?
All right, so I can't really properly answer that like that, because I could piggyback on Melanie's answer, but I had no cable, so I missed out on like a lot.
Girl, you better get with them streaming sites.
Back then?
That's another
thing. Yes, that's how I watched Bad Girls Club.
Yeah.
Ooh,
even Bad Girls Club, started. I missed.
I saw your answer.
Don't get me started.
Sorry.
But no lie, it would have to be The Flavor of Love, because that was the one... a reality TV show that I was antsy to watch.
Yeah. And Black.
All of
them.
That was like the first one, but that was like the one everyone, even no matter how old you were.
Yeah, everybody was watching
that. Oh, hell yeah. So it was like...
It's just to see like Flavor Kiss Bridget Nelson.
Yo!
A Strange Love.
That's a real life.
I'm just a real life
and Strange Love, because then they had their own scene.
Oh my God, that was the horrible.
I was
horrible.
Just thinking, like, all these women for him? I was like, come on now.
But then they would make out, and inside you'd be dying
a
little bit.
Yo, the shit that blew minds is the fact that, like, I don't like when people touch my face.
Oh my God. That face.
I was like, look like a lot of people been touching that face. I just need to
understand. That face that you're speaking
of? That face been mixed.
That same face?
Yeah,
like,
that same one.
Like, I feel you on that. I don't like to get my face touched, but.
But you're cute. He's not. You don't have that ability to say that.
But he's like everybody's uncle. We all have that uncle. That
you said, not me.
I don't know, but I feel like I know somebody. I have an uncle like that. We all have that relative that's just extra, wears the suit to the barbecue. Really overly, like, egotistical and self-inflated.
Yes.
And, like, just old school through and through.
He made me love
myself.
That's
you, Uncle Joe. Shout out to you.
He made you what?
He made me love myself. I was like, he could get a show? Line up.
And it was fighting a slob on that. Woo! That's the ugly side right there, reality TV.
Tongues, but no tongues.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Damn, like, I got two because, like, I heard two of them and I was like, I watch both. Of course, Flavor of Love. Like, yeah, I was watching that and I still watch it. Like, Flavor of Love 1, 2, and I think it's 3 on Hulu.
It's 3. The third one was as entertaining.
The third one was crazy funny. I'm not gonna hold you. He said Shorty breath smelled like chum. I was like, I never heard nothing like. He said her breath smells like chum. Like, damn.
Sad part is we all know exactly what she's talking about right
yes.
now. And you guys listening might too.
Yes, I hope so. But then I heard Bad Girls Club over here. And
that was my
I literally follow an account that posts Bad Girls Club clips, like in episodes. Because I'm that obsessed. And that's, I don't care.
You can't beat Bad Girls Club, though. Like,
right.
Like honestly, so Tanisha.
Exactly. I follow her.
And then
I still watch
and Tanisha from Brooklyn.
I used to like posting
that
show
in high school. Bitch was like, oh, you won't fuck with her. Yeah.
Bitch. Like, that was my shit, like, every season. So, like, it started getting whacked towards the end. But
I watched it consistently.
I did too. But then I was just like, these girls are so.
You know when I stopped watching Bad Girls Club?
When
they had the season where they were trying to introduce, like, family problems and trying to get
back. Therapist.
So, we don't care about you getting healthy, lady.
Right.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't care about your mental health. We're not here for that.
I thought it was a nice change.
But here what happened.
I thought it was a cool change.
Here's where I stopped. There was, I can't remember if they were a set of twins or they were sisters.
And they were lying.
Like,
really some, together.
Right.
Yeah, that was a sister.
They were what?
No.
They had a season.
It's another set of twins.
Two girls come on saying they were sisters, but people were skeptical because they were like, they
were like
on
dancing
each other.
Crazy.
Come to find
yeah.
out, they used to date. They just came on a
they
show.
They lied,
publicity.
Yeah.
And they were look like twins.
Wow.
They didn't
no,
look
they,
like
they didn't, they weren't twins, but they just
lied. One of them was gay, though. She was
no, they were both.
They were both gay.
One was an AG, the other one was FM. So I was like, okay, maybe she does. Like
maybe
right.
I need to revisit this episode this that season of Bad Girls Club.
And it was stupid because before they knew that they were before they knew that they weren't together, people were like, this is a little incestuous. Like, what is happening? It was the whole thing. And
I promise you,
subs
and fights.
It was crazy.
I promise you that was staged 110%.
Yeah,
the production.
And also that one of the sisters. Before that was claiming that she had stage 4 cancer.
Yeah.
And then the producers was like, you need to go to the doctor. And then they was like, the doctor said that there's nothing wrong with you.
I love when they introduce
I
the producers.
Cancer, but I can't find it, but it's still there.
And it's a little slide.
Producer. Yeah. Producer off screen. But you did not say that off screen.
If you're listening, you have cancer. Yeah. We are not mocking
to
you.
Be honest,
right,
no. That's what he was
if you faking you got cancer, we mocking you.
Right.
Yeah.
She was lying.
You don't fake her about that.
To be honest with you, I didn't even know Bad Girls Club was meant for them to, like,
reevaluate.
That was the first season they made them get jobs.
Yeah. There was a coach and everything.
Yeah, the first couple seasons they had jobs.
They really progressed.
No cable.
Jobs and a coach.
They have a coach. They just had jobs. Like, they would tell them
they had jobs.
The coach came on later on, but during the middle, it was just like, get on the show and fight.
And so I caught it at that, because that's when my mama got Optimum. So,
I think after think after they stopped implementing the jobs, I think after they stopped implementing the jobs, that's when they had more time to start drama.
It's
So
it's all. Listen, I have some tea from behind the scenes because I was on a couple of reality TV shows. Oh my god!
But it
is fake as hell. And also, like, you start to realize that, like, even though the real term that we should be using is called unscripted, because there's no script. You're not hands in a paper, and you're not acting. Mm-hmm. But they stage everything.
They manipulate.
You are put in a room. Then you are saying, talk about this. Retalk about this. Actually, you didn't do it the right way. We're going to retalk about this. Yeah. So that one scene that you see on TV could have been taped 5 or 6 times.
Yeah. I will say this, though, for Bad Girls Club, because when I was doing the audition process, they do assess people's personalities. They know who to put in those houses
because archetypes.
They know how to pick them up. Like, okay, archetypes. So I auditioned for 2 different seasons.
Oh, really?
One season was in person. They told me I didn't have the Instagram one. We had to have followers.
Yeah.
The producer liked me. I got into an argument with someone during the audition process.
Wow.
And they was like, you would be great, but you don't have enough followers on Instagram. Because they were like asking people to go around and say where you're from. And I literally just said, oh, my name is Gian. People call me Gigi. I'm from Brooklyn. The bitch sitting next to me goes, oh, so I guess that means that you could fight. And I was like, bitch,
yes,
you want to fight?
Right.
Like, bitch, who asked you? It's not your time to speak. Where the fuck you from?
Absolutely.
Bitch, you're from Texas. Girl.
Calm down.
And the producer was like, eating it up. And I'm like, I'm not even laughing. Like, bitch. I'm like, this is what I got to deal with?
Right.
Like,
he saved
already,
your life.
Didn't even sign up.
He saved your life.
The producer put me to the side. I was like, we loved you, but, you know, you don't have enough followers. Okay, that's fine. Because a lot of them, look at them, they chose, like, Dream Doll and shit like that.
Yeah.
Right. They had the last season when they were like, where you from?
Right.
I got an
right.
email from that same casting director like, hey, we remember you from that season before. We would love to do a Skype interview with you. At that time, I got the post office. I'm like, okay. They're like, yeah, you know you're from Brooklyn. We're looking for East Coast. We have our West Coast people now. We need East Coast. I was like, oh, this is easy. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm all Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I did a Skype interview. Couldn't see them. They could see me. My mom was on there throwing me under the bus. They said, bring an object that, you know, that's like, that I guess is a reflection of you.
I remember
my mom raised me. So
right.
I'm my mom through and through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an enhanced version of her. You know, she's more saved than I am. But so I'm like, okay, boom. So mom, come on my Skype interview with Bad Girls Club. She was so against the show. Everyone in my family didn't want to be on that show.
Yeah.
And for a reason.
I didn't get picked
so
for a reason because my mom
lucky.
Was telling them about, yeah, she get mad, she black out. And I think they were like, you know, she's good, but she's dangerous.
She's a liability.
Like, we want to fight
her. I don't
see.
No, they would have ate that up. Like, I'm just saying, you count your lucky stars that you were not on that show.
Because I wouldn't be working right now.
No, it's just
I'll be
it's
right,
a trap.
I'll be writing out my little bit of fame. I was on Bad Girls Club, so, you know, listen.
No, you'd have been at the Grammys this weekend. Like, what are you talking about?
I mean,
look at all of the people that are no longer famous that have so many mental health issues because of it.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And they can't find employment because they show their ass on TV. And you have to understand that this is a big machine
that
chews up people and spits them out. And they would have chewed you up and spit you out, Gigi. And you have to be very grateful that
they
would have
played
that.
On the fact that, first of all, I'm impulsive. So let me be doing a confessional and I hear a bitch like, that bitch, Gigi, hold on.
The whole season
has been me knocking bitches out. Supporting is like, you gotta get off the show because you're dangerous.
Exactly.
I'm like, no, why they
and you would have got kicked out of the house right away, right?
Oh, the first episode.
And they had to start. They had to start doing that because it was becoming a liability for people to
like Camilla
be in this space to get beat up.
They jumped on it and got mad when she fought
back.
Yeah,
like, come on.
But the thing about it is like you still put these women who are.
You knew what
not,
you were doing.
Right, you know what you were
they
doing.
Exactly
so at the end of the day,
doing.
Like, that liability shit wasn't happening or wasn't a concern when you first started. And then that whole middle area where
it
was like, oh, I don't give a fuck
it was
this
getting,
fight.
It's
and
crazy.
It's like, oh,
yeah.
But don't
it
fight.
Was getting
yeah,
crazy.
It's like,
I fight.
Because
yeah,
you,
it was
I let you
crazy.
Put hands on you for about 10 seconds, and that's when the security pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to look at it. The show is liable. The show's liable because they're putting you in an inflammatory situation.
Yep.
And they're expecting you to inflame. They're expecting you to act out of character. They're expecting you to perpetuate the angry black woman stereotype.
Yeah.
And then they,
21
if
too.
You really hurt somebody, if you really hurt somebody, they're liable.
And also,
so,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but
yeah,
that season with the Claremont twins where they destroyed
Yo,
all of their belongings.
It was
I like,
oh, I would.
I searched
I
it more.
I
went like
I
on a YouTube thing and I was and like they talked about how like it was like a tub of their shit. And it was just it wasn't just like condiments. It was like piss. It was like nasty. They fucked up everything they had. And I was like, yo, like. I would have wild out too because like when they got in the house, they was breaking shit. They was like, "Oh, you want like y'all didn't do anything."
Y'all chew said that from y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, yo.
I wasn't mad how they reacted, crazy. And then they kicked them out at that.
Ignorant.
I'm gonna say
we're moving
ignorant.
Into the next segment.
But I want to say what my show was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys named most of the shows that I watched growing up because I'm an elder millennial. So
elder millennial.
I'm an elder millennial.
I don't know why she says that.
What I'm on the elder spectrum of the millennium side. That means that
she's elder because she doesn't know certain terms.
No, there's a whole line in between millenniums. There, it's like literally,
that's all right, that's true.
You know, once you start like buying property and having kids, you are an elder millennial.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I'm in the elder spectrum.
Shit together. That's what it is. No,
I was just born in the early 80s. So, I would say that all of those shows named, yes, but then there is Top Model. And y'all forgetting Top Model did the whole, this is a competition. Yes.
I definitely binge watched that scared. Shit.
We can't be friends because this is a competition.
That's the truth. If I love you, it's because I love you. Tyra girl.
How dare you?
We were rooting for you.
We were
all rooting for you. When she said that, I was like, who we?
Somebody was ready to go. Yeah, right.
Bitch,
the
panel.
She was ready to go. She was like, I'm ready.
And that introduced characters into reality TV.
Yeah. I mean, my show
every
was
season there was a gay one, a blind one, a big girl.
Did you say a blind one?
There was always somebody like with a little physical something going on.
All right. Yeah.
Somebody okay. they were trying to represent the people, but then they made like prototypes. And so now if you look at reality TV, almost every reality TV show has a prototype. Mm-hmm. You have the loud one, you have the quiet one, you have the gay one, you have the angry one.
The one with the peg leg, the one with the missing tooth.
The one who can't see colors. The one who can't see in color.
The one has a hook for her arm. I mean, if we just put it in different categories.
Yeah,
sure. Avant-garde.
Like, so, I want to be devil's advocate because I just say that. Before we move to our next segment, I'm going to just throw a show out there that I also did enjoy. And then we're going to move to the next segment. Baldwin Hills. Boom, I'm done.
Ooh! Ball with Hills. That shit was like the Black The Hills.
And a Black Excellence.
It wasn't no real fighting, but it was still.
Wait a minute. Was that the one that was in New York?
No, that was in Cali. And they used to come on BET.
But there was a reality TV show that was filmed in New York
with Kanye West's girlfriend.
Yes, and I had an
episode. Oh, I know what you're talking about. That came out like 08.
What was that called? I love making the band.
Oh, making the band.
What was that guy's name? He was like Silo. What was his name?
My daughter.
Silo.
I don't know. I don't know who that is. I don't know who Silo is.
Silo.
Who's good? Dylon.
Listen, Dylon.
Your name is now Silo.
That's my number one.
Dylon.
I'm still binge watching that.
Dylon, you killing job.
Wait, but I have a moment.
I had wine.
Breast milk. You make my day.
I'm done. Shout out Dave Chappelle.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle. We're about to start. We can just move it to our next segment. We have to check the actual discussion of the podcast. Ooh, the wine is sitting. Sorry.
I know, we're all sweating.
So, right?
I got this wig. I'm lucky just firing. I gladly took this off.
That fan but, helps
sorry, Dylon.
So, I think the first thing we had jotted down to discuss, reality TV versus reality. Why is the genre popular? And what is the boundary of when it becomes, this is not real? I know you already commented, like, you know, we shouldn't call it reality. We should call it scripted. But at one point, it used to be reality. Like, it was like, really, like, blow the cameras, they wilding.
I don't know if it ever was because as a producer,
I think the only thing producers
you have to hit marks
was the people they would have on there because they know the people who would start shit because they'll ask you your personality type. Like if I tell you I'm a person, I don't like a bitch that talk too much, and you got a bitch who auditioned too that talk a lot, they're gonna be like, yeah, put them in the same room. Gian's gonna go crazy.
Yeah.
No, but right. The thing about reality TV, it used to be that they just filmed everything and then you have an editor and a producer in the background called a storyboard editor, and they would look and see a
manipulation
pattern. They will say, okay, this makes a story, because the way the human brain works, you have to learn in a story.
Yeah,
like you can't just consume chaos.
I know, but that's the manipulation part I'm talking about. I think now it's kind of like,
oh, now it's completely
kind of like you and a professional talking. Can you just bring up a little bit about the, remember y'all went to dinner and then y'all like,
The producer's like, how'd you feel about that dinner last night?
Before it was
just a room with the camera, you sat down and you confessed.
Now these bitches
be
big about it. Yeah, because I
bitch, it's
and
a curated
and
zoo.
And they call that confessional.
Like, that's my life goal to do a show. And I can just be beaten talking about bitches like, because I like her, but I don't like her like that. Then at the reunion, like, I never said that.
Did you ever hear that?
Then play it back.
All the crap.
Then play it back.
I don't remember that. They edited like long.
Did you ever hear that like old saying where like Native Americans didn't want to be photographed because it would steal some of your soul?
Yes.
I think I kind of heard something like that.
So I know about that one. And another one that is big in like West Indian culture is like when you have a baby, like you shouldn't take a picture of the baby and post it on like platforms because somebody will do like Obia.
What about
when it was on a birthday cake? Don't cut your name on a birthday cake. Boom.
Yeah, so it's you know, you're just getting around the edges on the Costco cake.
Getting around the edges on the Costco cake.
Don't cut my name.
Just throw that at the Harry. Back on topic.
I'm going to eat your name and all them letters.
Just smear your name because you cut it. You cut your life short. That's what I was told.
All right, you can take the last four.
But that's a wives' tale. That's a thing for a reason because, like, when you are filming, you are giving a part of yourself to the world that you can't ever give back.
Yeah. That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you think about all this, like, young... And I feel like reality TV preys on young Black women. You see, because they're entertaining, right? Mm-hmm. And they're beautiful. But then what do we do with that entertainment?
I mean, I did say before that I kind of... Baggers Club influenced a lot of my commentary in high school. Like, if I was cutting your ass, a lot of shit was, like, from episodes I saw, and I was throwing them at them. It was like, oh, this bitch, she getting at her. I'm like, yeah, bitch.
I belong on the screen. I belong on the screen.
So you perpetuated that. Yeah?
Yeah.
But it was, that's not a good show, though.
Yeah. You know?
And people don't learn anymore. They mimic. So it's kind of like this whole generation is just kind of seeing stuff on TV and they're thinking, this is what's going to make me rich and famous.
Yeah.
Not realizing that the average reality TV person is poorer.
That's a
poor,
fact.
Poor.
Even on the show, they give them like a stipend of like, I was like Bagels Club. I've heard,
a bagel.
If you're listening and you know some tea, I don't. I was doing research. I heard they were getting like weekly like $600. Oh, but a lot of them had
in
money.
What year?
Okay, so this was past Tanisha.
Because this has to be 2007.
I would say this
you're not making money unless you want Bravo. Got
jumped. This is when Camila was getting
so
jumped.
That's like season six-ish?
It's hard to get the numbers.
Them girls are not making money.
They was making
they're
money.
Not. Even now, they're not.
Had money. Some of them look good, so they go out. I ain't got no money, but God
bless. No, but they use it for brand promotion.
Like, yeah, they're already in like seasons when Camila's on. So just to begin with, $600? Like,
yeah. Like, Ma, you're there for like, you cash out product.
Yeah,
like, you become a product. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, look, the last season they were really real with you. You better have a following.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way they can pay you. Like, so it's like, all right, what can I do to get my brand out there? I can go on a national syndicate TV show and then I'm Dream Doll and I want to get followers for my music and then that leads me to be on several other franchises where I can make some money. But they're not paying you for that.
Yeah.
So if you're not that like 1% person that's shining or stand out or that is a fan favorite, where are you now?
Yeah.
Where are you right now?
It hit my ego a little bit because I'm like, because I don't have, you just told me I was great though.
They saved
your
life.
But then when I saw the actual season, I was like, yeah, I would have went, them bitches was bad.
Can you repeat the question?
It's a good thing. You asked just now?
Oh, reality TV versus reality. Like.
No, you said something else. After we
went to why is the drama popular?
Why is it popular?
Yeah.
All right. So.
Well, thanks for bringing us back, because I know we got
it. Thank you, Melanie.
Shout out.
Reality TV is popular for a couple of different reasons. One, when it comes to, like you just mentioned, like Black women and Black people, period. Yeah. Everybody wants to be us, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So when you show us out here in our quote-unquote real lives, people eat that shit up, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Two. People who are not on reality TV, now us looking on, it's kind of like we relate
to some characters.
To some characters. Mm-hmm. But also the negative part about it is that although we relate, sometimes we take what they do and I'm teefing your point right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And subconsciously like
emulate
live
that.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? So we may not be this loud, rah-rah person, but we see somebody on reality TV and maybe we're a quiet person, maybe we're somebody who doesn't have a backbone. We see that shit and now you put the charger in my back, so fuck that. I'm about to be loud, watching blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
But it's kind of not good because what I just mentioned, it's a curated zoo, right? Because you have all these producers, storyboard editors, Mona Scott Youngs, sorry, because I have.
No, yeah, she's. I don't.
Sorry,
think she's
not sorry. Sorry.
Candy Cole,
sorry, not like, sorry. Hashtag sorry, know. Not sorry.
That's enough. You have. Yes.
Oh, is this it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hashtag. For the elders. Yes.
We got that from Saturday Night Live.
I didn't know that
Live.
Either. That was. Yeah. We can't steal that shit. They probably do that anyway.
We steal that shit. We stole it.
We stole it. We
stole it. Now we can do shout outs now. Like shout to the girls.
Hashtag. The Monas, the everybody else's who's a fucking producer.
Making money off of our.
TV, making money off of crippled people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Because people have issues.
Mental health.
Absolutely.
Mentally
because it's straight. Look at Tommy, right? Love Tommy. I really do.
Yeah. But she has
really
issues.
Tommy Lee has big issues. Yes.
Oh, she's and, but you gorgeous. Know what it is? As a black community,
does she
people
or does she just
no she has issues no, she gets locked issues. Up every single people, year
people, because you, people you, know her
no
big no,
and she
tried
for reality TV she got before reality
her relationship with her mother up,
right, well,
that is a big factor driving force on why
her,
she is
what
she
her is mother and her sister
we understand that so we don't shame her for why she is the way she is we love that she's being herself that's like a Cardi B we know she's being real
she has a temper
but people outside of our culture
it's past the temper
it really
she has issues
to me
so why was she in jail
so honestly
it's
all right,
always
so,
violence
yeah.
issues
in
always.
Her
but
she wasn't famous
which is last Chanel
no.
She had her she's famous
she already had her shots she got on
this like, is somebody with shots. Behavioral issues mm-hmm. That shit was clearly going on from since she was a kid
yeah, she
because
was
of her mother
never no, got treated been undiagnosed
yes
and we have many people on reality TV particularly black reality TV who are undiagnosed and nobody wants to say it.
And that brings the question of mental health. Like,
absolutely.
Black people with mental
health.
You know
what's so crazy that you mentioned Tommy? Because I was just watching a clip. Like, it was a clip of, like, I think Tommy just came out of jail or some shit like that. And she was talking to her mother, and then Tommy's parole officer came, and they got into an argument. Her mom was like, just send him back to jail.
See?
And it's her mom.
And
her
then
mom
Tommy
mother,
was like,
her mother is
look
at how mom was so, like, how she tried to talk like, to her mom, and she'd be a man mature about her mother. Her mother was like, you bitch, you disrespect.
Tommy was
her
like, you really
China,
want to say
China,
that?
China. China.
Black China.
Black China's mother. Her mother is the reason why she is the way she is.
Absolutely.
Like that we She's, as a black community.
I think she transcended her mother at this point.
But no, we as a black community, we understand that, so we don't judge her. But people outside of our community, white people looking in on that, they assume, oh, all black women like that. No, baby, we're not. Black people are multidimensional. This culture is multidimensional.
I'm gonna jump in right there and share a story, a personal quick story about how reality TV has impacted my life. I was offended by something, and I was justifiably offended by something.
What was it?
And I can't share that. That's too much tea for the show. But look, let's get real.
She introduced it like personal little.
It is personal because it was somebody that I loved, and it was a man, and it was kind of like, you know, I was upset about something that was wrong that he did, and I was upset, and I was justifiably upset, and I got loud and I got aggressive.
What did he do?
And he said, "Okay, Miss Love and Hip Hop."
Wow. Was he white?
Yo.
He was white?
No, he was a black man.
You know,
and I mean,
crazy.
I ain't surprised.
It really that almost insulted me more than like anything he could
was
have
he
ever called
but
me.
Why did he use that reference?
Because it was just kind of like, in his mind, an angry black woman is just putting on a show and it's just based off of Love and Hip Hop, and that's what we're trained to do to turn up. And it was like, now we're at the point where reality TV is affecting people's accountability.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you're wrong. I'm upset because of what you did, and I'm turning the fuck up because of what you did. I would not turn up if you didn't do this.
You know what's crazy?
And then now it's like, okay, Miss Love and Hip Hop, and it was like I that stopped me so short in my soul, and it was just kind of like, this is, if this is a man in our culture, in our community, looking at us this way, what is the rest of America thinking?
Honestly, a black man over knee reality TV look at us that way because they been was looking at us that way.
Bruh,
they don't ever.
Yes,
I was just taught. We was in the group chat today, and I was just saying, like, my ex, like, I would like, because I am a reality TV mommy. Like, that is my binge watching. Same. Like,
it's your guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it's my guilty pleasure. But why can't it be bad about that when men watch sports all day? So it was like, why people be coming up on the real world all the time? You don't say shit
about them.
We were having like an argument.
What's that show? Big Brother?
Ooh, y'all ain't safe. Y'all better look real scared right now because we about to talk about y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah, y'all think the black people talking about them. No, we coming for
y'all.
We
talking about sports. Why?
Now,
why?
We were having like an argument or something, and then like he basically brought up that like he thought that the reason why I was acting like all rah rah was because I was just watching mad like Lemon Hip Hop or Real Housewives of Atlanta. And I'm like, nigga, no. Like, this is me. I'm rah rah because I'm Ren. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Black man shit. Why do you mad about?
Like, he thought you were influenced by what you watched.
Right.
And so it invalidated your emotions.
Yeah, I was like, no, nigga, like, no, the fuck out of here. Like, you're wrong. The fuck are you talking about?
The
like,
fact that
get
you
your fucking
think
shit together, my nigga.
Me as a grown woman would try to act the same way as they're doing on TV. You got me fucked up.
First of all, you negating from the fact that why I'm mad in the first place. Big fact. You left the milk out on the counter all day and now the house stink. That's why we're mad. What you bringing up fucking Love and Hip Hop for?
Nigga.
You left the fucking dishes in the motherfucking
bathroom. You left the bathroom mad wet.
To
I told you. The bathroom floor is mad wet and you got
wow
attitude.
So wait, that was Love & Hip Hop.
How do you go from A to B? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like giving an excuse. It's giving an excuse to people to invalidate our anger.
Shut up.
2 + 2 = 4. But actually, if you add in another principle
like
to that,
nobody asked you
about that, though.
Oh, so if I was to wild out on you because of the fuck shit that you did,
you're watching too much football, sir.
I don't even watch
down.
Check your brain.
Before you get CTE.
Okay, Miss Love & Hip Hop.
The fuck?
No. Now you Jocelyn.
I wish the fuck you would, because you know I don't got no fucking cable. Again. So let's be clear. So which TV am I fucking watching?
I can't.
Channel 12 News.
Which TV I'm watching? Try it. Try it.
Oh, what you call me? The Bachelorette? Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here.
Not for
yeah,
because
that's the only
that
thing I can
see.
Channel 7. Oh,
I
yes, they are.
That
yes, they
show
are. You know what? Light. How about we spend the next 2 minutes trashing white reality TV?
Oh,
because that is terrible, too.
I got y'all.
Cause the Bachelor,
except for my boy,
the Bachelor.
I liked my boy.
I don't know, but nobody say I see more white people on Cops.
Hell yeah,
than black. So I was like, oh, so who's really getting arrested in these streets? But yet we in jail the most.
Yeah,
you see people.
Oh, I love. I actually kind of like.
And they always be crackheads missing. Know,
wait,
shot
how about cheaters though? You guys
cheaters.
Cheaters.
It's funny. It's
so funny.
No, it's funny you mention that because people really disregard those reality TVs. Like, mm-hmm. And the main people that we see on those shows are white.
Yeah.
Cops, white. Cheaters, fucking white.
Real World.
Yeah, makes
real World.
World.
What's the shit in London?
White
big,
people.
The Big Brother shit.
Big Brother.
Big Brother.
That shit was,
yeah,
was white.
Bachelor.
Right.
Survivor.
Bachelor.
And all white girls be acting just as
yep
fucking stupid.
Mob wives.
And crazy.
Housewives.
And the thing about it is they don't actually get all the...
They don't get the...
They don't get... Right. They don't get the shame that we get. But mind you, they do worse shit than... We do because technically, I mean, sorry to cut you, but
no, go ahead.
In terms of within the cast, I mean, yeah, they have their own personal problem, but like, I could literally sit here and I have an argument with you. These niggas, they sitting here embezzling money.
Yo,
they do
hashtag the apprentice.
Snitching on niggas and shit.
Hashtag Donald Trump. Hashtag the apprentice.
They selling coke. They still doing all
yo,
these
they the scammers.
Yeah. Right. So it's just like.
That's the level I'm trying to be.
What you trying to be a scammer?
I just need to. So if y'all don't see me for a month or two, just know.
I am so
full. Y'all trying to be scammers?
Y'all doing y'all on
taxes. So we just going to see y'all on the IG. You know,
looking like Cuba Gooding.
I'm just here chilling.
Yay.
Uh-huh.
But this is my thing. I know, like, we hard on each other saying, like, oh, I hate reality TV, what it does to black people. But with white people, it's entertainment. So why can't it just be entertainment for us?
That's exactly.
No, because you see, I disagree with that.
It's an escapement from our shit.
You know why? It's because we're marginalized, right?
True.
And there are people in places that do not look like us that tell us to do these circus things. And it's a fucking circus.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
So that is why we need to control all of our platforms.
Mm-hmm. Period. Also, just to add to Sister Soldier over here. Just to add there.
She cleared me. I was like...
So I will say that, like,
I want my key here. I agree.
Media connects us all. And so, like, in spaces where, like, we're not represented and the people don't know firsthand, like, I know black people aren't like this. This is just a reality TV show, like Missouri. So, like, when shit like that is being streamed in, like, Missouri or Kentucky, that's the only reference point they have of black culture or black women
but
or the black experience.
That.
So that's all they see. They only see the news, which is obviously biased. They only see reality TV, which is biased. So they only know one version of us. Right. So they go off of that and they think they know us. Uh-huh. And that's just human nature. So it's like... Like she said, we have to control the narrative a little bit. But also, this platform is so big and it's so wide and so bigger than us, and it's in all the spaces that we're not. Mm-hmm. So it's influencing the people that we have no way to influence ourselves.
But how, why is House Reality TV?
I disagree
so
with
big?
That. Ooh. I feel like sometimes we are fucking lackadaisical and lazy about shit, right? Mm-hmm. Because if I'm in Viacom's building and I'm working at VH1, BET, wherever the fuck it be, dog, if I'm seeing something that I don't like, I need to say something. I feel like a lot of us take our paycheck
could.
And leave.
And you probably could. But
I
baby girl,
reality TV production company. I don't want to say which one, but it's for the Housewives. And I was only a receptionist, but I would go to where the story producers have like this board, and they'll map out the episodes. Like they'll have the character's name, and they'll have their storyline, and they'll have like this thing called it have like a. What's that? It's not an emoji, but it's like a fire, but not a fire, like a boom. Like if I punch you, like boom.
Oh yeah,
that effect. Red, you know what I mean? It's like the Batman orange sound. Pow. Don't have that. Like that's supposed to be like the big clash. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it planned. Is scripted, but a lot of the story producers for these shows are black.
Look, I know people behind the scenes and
so
front of the
like,
scenes.
So it's like, are they
playing
on our own emotions?
It's not even about that. First of all, A, you're right. There's a lack of representation behind the scenes, 110%. We're the talent. We're not behind the scenes. We're not the business owners, okay? So there's a clear divide there.
No, was that.
But at the end of the day, if it's not making dollars, it's not making sense. Mm-hmm. So when you have woke shows...
People it don't have to be it. Woke, though.
Yeah.
Like,
it don't have to be woke. But it could be regular. And it don't make the money. So they put the dollars where the money is. So look, support OWN. Because they got woke shows, they got regular shows, they got shows that show all variants of black life, but it's not getting them dollars, so you don't hear about it.
And they have podcasts like The Girls Night and Sorry Not Sorry.
But you hear about the ratchet shit because that's the stuff that people go and stream. That's the stuff that you hashtag. That's the stuff that you see on Instagram, Facebook, even across cultures. But the thing about it is, it's like no matter how dirty the housewives get, and you can see, oh, God, these chicks are crazy. Mm-hmm. And listen, I got a white grandma, so I know. I know the shade, okay? But at the end of the day, they see that, but they know that they have... There's a whole imbalance. So it's like you see that and you're like, you can compartmentalize that and say, oh, that's just the housewives. But then you see Bad Girls Club and you're like, that's all black people. And why does that happen? Hmm. Why?
Speak on it. I think it's because of the audience that watches it probably. Mm-hmm. Because,
that too. Because at the end of the day, conditioned for that.
Because it's like, think about it. Who's the majority of the people who's watching Love & Hip Hop? The younger generation, probably more than likely, millennials.
I definitely stopped watching.
Like how she said, elder millennials. I guess younger millennials.
My mama watched.
They're
it.
Geared to that kind of show, and then it's like with the housewives, you have an older crowd. You have the older crowd that probably have families.
My mama watches. My mother's 62 and watches
so
housewives.
So it's like every yes. show.
I love that show.
It's a good show, Michael.
Yes. So I feel like every show have a different audience that has a different mindset that creates a different opinion about who is on there and as the overall opinion about who we are as black people.
Because House of Atlanta, I've never seen no one physically go to blows. I think it happened one time, but no one, they just got given heated.
It was like a group thing.
And I think a lot of reasons we watch it is because we kind of see ourselves in a character, right. And every character becomes, I understand where she comes from, that bitch is wrong.
It gets
like
very heated.
Because we've been in those situations before.
Yeah, but I love that show, but they try not to, except for that time in Portia.
Well, Bravo's right.
Portia be fighting.
But I don't think like they really, like, you know what I'm saying? That's, they trying to do that. They trying to kind of, you know, be classy.
Because all of them
say this, my wig
literally
back
have
yes. Thank you.
Homes, businesses.
Yeah, that's why I like Real Housewives.
Y'all watch Real Housewives of Potomac?
No, but I read the tea about it.
I watched the first season, which was years ago. I started watching it again on Hulu. If you got Hulu, watch it. It's another Housewives of Atlanta, but Potomac is like this community in like the D.C., Maryland, Virginia complex of rich women. And they don't fight, but the drama is petty. But they kind of, it's a different kind of drama in the black community. It's black people with money and how they prejudge people.
They
have the one girl, Ashley, who's married to a white guy. She's very young, flirty. Her white husband is older. And she brought to the group this spontaneous, oh, me and my
husband.
Is that
the girl with the curly hair?
Yes, we do freaky things. Girl. And like this old one named Karen with a mole on her face who calls her husband a black Bill Gates. And she's just like, we don't do that. The first season was literally about how to be etiquette. All they did was like, she had a birthday. The girl sat in the middle. It was her birthday. She's like, you don't sit in the middle where I sit. It's black. like etiquette. It's etiquette.
But you see, like, all of this
it's
is bullshit.
It's like petty shit. Yeah.
Etiquette like, might not bullshit.
This is a woman, in her 50s trying to tell people how to be etiquette.
But that in itself is a fucking problem because now you're showing me classism within our race.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sick.
Because you're there has to be conflict. That I don't know how to act around a particular crowd.
So here's the issue.
You
need to stop watching shit all
you're really patronizing me and my talent. That's exactly what it really is.
So you think we should just throw it all away?
Fuck all of that shit.
Perfect note to end.
You had it. Fuck all that.
All I know
you want reality?
We need more Sorry Not Sorry.
Studio and watch us.
This is reality. This is
more Sorry Not Sorry. You need more Girls Night. You need more platform with positive black women that's talking real shit.
Telling our stories.
There's never going to be conflict. Obviously,
I'm a
human being.
But that's not what you should highlight.
But me trying to fight Ashley, why? Why am I trying to fight my best friend? It doesn't make sense.
It can be entertaining. I'll tell you that, but it ain't worth it.
Because now if we create our own platforms, we all get fucking money.
For? Oh, that chick.
Be Simone.
Yeah. Okay.
Hug me.
Yeah. Because that's how you got to say fuck VH1, fuck Viacom, fuck Bravo, fuck all these cunts.
Fuck them all. Fuck WeTV.
Fuck all of them.
Because WeTV got married couples now. They doing reality.
Growing up hip hop, all this bullshit. Like, no.
It's a double-edged sword. I think what we need to do as creators, right? And we own our narrative. I think what we need to do is continue to do what we're doing and piggyback off of what's happening. So, you know, people are smart. They're piggybacking off. Girl, I'd be looking up like a Love and Hip Hop hashtag and it'd be somebody's Weave channel that comes up. I'm like, all right, somebody's doing it. Yeah. Maybe we need to do that too. Maybe we need to incorporate these tags to tell our story and our truth and balance out this bias because we're never going to get rid of it.
We
but we can
our own
balance
podcast
it.
And reality TV on YouTube. How about that?
Yo, that would be
that's
fine.
It. And that's fire.
You heard from GG Sunday Night Podcast.
You might have did that.
And somebody else trying to do it.
You might have did that. You might have did something.
Yo, Josh, we got this, bro. Right?
Facts. Josh gonna be the. Josh gonna be.
I mean, BPS is already on the map.
Josh,
but
they recorded it the other day.
Next level.
Shit is about to.
But the original podcast studio is about to be Brooklyn Reality TV Studio.
Studio, but we have
That's
a show live stream. The show's here.
Yeah.
All right. Because
y'all's
gonna be like, yeah, because
oh, like Black and Crew. It'll be the podcast crew.
Ran by a black man.
They
threw their mug in a garbage can, but don't tell you ain't heard it from me.
I mean, we had people drinking out of our wine glasses already.
Man, come to the studio. You got beef with the show, like. Mm-hmm. What up? Excuse me.
I don't like that show.
I'm chair. You
already happened.
Already happened.
Y'all. You better be writing this down, Josh. This
it's the same
right
show. It's the same show with us. Ooh, it's tea.
No.
I'm lost.
No.
Yo,
we're going to talk after because I know we got shit. It's tea.
All right, guys. We got to wrap it up.
So the last segment, gems from J Squared. Some last, I guess, gems for the people listening. Something they could take away from this episode. Something inspirational. You could do that because I'm drunk and you're good with words. So go ahead, Jenny from the block.
I've been mixing brown and wine, so I don't know how.
But you're good with words. Oh, y'all living dangerous.
I'm like, what about?
I live on the edge. I live on the edge. We're gonna invite our guests.
Let's
to
put
do
them
the
on
gems
the platform.
Gems. Yeah,
because they do have you. You've been dropping some gems.
Yeah,
me. I disagree. Because
yes.
Who wants to go first?
What are we talking about?
Right. Just dropping gems. Something people could take away from this episode about reality TV.
About reality TV. Just for me,
she's like, wow, how,
for me, just know that it's TV, and don't take that shit in and fuck it. Don't watch that shit. Honestly. I mean, it's a guilty pleasure, so I can't say that. I'll be watching that shit every day.
But wait a minute.
But yo, like if you like it, fuck it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just don't want people to, like, emulate, like, what they see on TV. Like, especially, like, on Love & Hip Hop.
Don't
like,
prejudge people.
I've witnessed, like, people watch that shit regularly and then replicate what they've seen on TV. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's a little fucked up. So, I think y'all should... think y'all should have your own mind. And, think about yourself and, yeah, like, read a book or something.
And that's it.
Read a book or something.
Yeah, that's it.
Hashtag read a book.
What can I say?
You don't have cable. You've been saying that all night, girl.
I'll let y'all know from now. If you have streaming services and you have reality TVs, shows that's present, if you want to watch it for entertainment,
Foreign Heart the Lock.
Entertainment.
Take a little Kiki or three.
Right, that's it. Right. Take that. But do not relate your reality TV with your own reality and try to make it into something for everybody to actually watch.
Yeah.
You don't need a whole audience for your own life.
True.
They are the ones who decided to sign up and post their life for everyone to see. Bati out the door. All of that. So you don't need all of that. You don't need all of that, especially if you're not comfortable with that kind of platform. So, again, it's strictly for entertainment. If you get something out of it, make sure you relate it to your own life and then try to learn from it. Don't just try to act on it.
Yes,
right. Learn from it.
Yeah.
But
that was good.
But somebody had no cable. You did okay. That.
And you know what?
All right.
I want our listeners to forward our this cable. Sister with their logins so that she can stream
cable
this
cut
shit.
Up a few times now.
All right.
I mean, I didn't have it all my life.
She was out.
I had to go to friends' house. Like,
all right.
Yeah.
Take us to the homeland. Take us to the homeland.
I know she. Yo,
come on.
She's about to take us to the homeland. I know she's about to snap.
I'm piggybacking off of Ren and Ash, but I'm gonna ask something else. So I absolutely agree that, you know, you watch these things, just understand it's entertainment.
Yeah.
That is not your life. And if you're emulating a life that is not truly you, it's sad. We see what just happened with Kobe. And you don't ever want to leave this place living a life that's not yours. Because
right.
That's sick.
All we have is our legacy.
All right? You have is that's your it. Legacy. So that's what I'm going to leave it with is... What is your legacy? What is the mark that you're going to put on this world?
Sis been saying that all day.
I've been saying, yo, listen.
All day.
Because it's something that I always think about.
Right.
But when the man passed, I said, oh, okay.
Yeah, on it.
So that's what you was trying to tell us this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
got the message.
Preach. What is your mark? What is your legacy? Don't let that shit be reality TV. That's all I got to say.
That's
right. Thank you. Did that.
I think we can end there, girl.
We definitely can. Yeah. Thank you, ladies, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You can follow the Girls Night Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. We now have YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube, the Girls Night Podcast. Leave a comment. Review us. Follow Sorry Not Sorry. They're fucking popping.
Yeah.
Now, y'all
it's entertaining. I love that.
Ashley, yeah. Do the dance. Do the dance.
Instagram, Millie Rock. Before we end, Ashley, I want you to do your song from the Donnell Hill from my end. I want you to end off with that.
Yes. Now that's your theme song.
Shout out to Josh for letting us collaborate. But
yes.
I actually was already watching your show, and I remember that clip came out. I was like, that's my bitch. So, I would love to give you this platform to
clear it
do the song to end the song.
Clear it out. All right. Out, sis.
Matter of fact, do it. Actually, Corner, do it.
Do it.
Oh, so, actually, Corner, come on.
It's a whole production.
Right. It's a whole production. Come on. These curtains. Yeah. All right,
cool. Ooh,
here we go. You got this on video, right?
All right, all right.
Lit.
Y'all ready?
Yes, yeah.
We're ready. Presenting Ashley from the Girls Night Podcast.
Yeah, we're ready. Okay.
All right. Am I getting a countdown?
You know what?
Five,
four, three, two, one.
You can take the children, bounce them on their knees.
What is happening right now?
Bounce them on their knees and sing a melody.
Where's it so? I don't know the words, but ooh.
Did you miss me?